Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congratulations, because you're already using the best new podcast app out there. If you're not, well, you're a loser and missing out. So get it together. Whether you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya is designed with you in mind and has a ton of cool new features like curated shareable playlists and collections made just for you, along with personalized recommendations to help with content discovery. And the best part is, it's super easy to use. It's definitely my favorite listening app, and I'm sure it will be yours too. So do yourself a favor and download Himalaya today, and be sure to follow my show, Worst Firsts, once you're there. Bye. Dun, 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 dun. Welcome to Worst First. I don't know why I just did that intro. I'm just really excited to have you here.
Oh, good.
Today.
I'm glad you're excited. I'm happy to see you too. It's been a minute.
No, it's been too long.
I know,
remember,
right?
When I used to hang out at the Comedy Store all the time?
I know. I used to see you in the hallways every
all the time.
All the time. Yeah.
All the time, just sitting in the hallway, crying. Guys, my guest today is Ian Edwards. He is one of the funniest comedians I know personally. And you know what I love about you?
Mm-hmm.
Is that you don't have to try for your jokes. Like, you tell them so calmly and quietly. You don't have to like act it out or throw yourself on the floor or be like really exaggerated.
Right. Like, which I have nothing against that. I'm just too lazy to do all that. You know what I mean? Like, I can't be working. I chose this job so I don't have to work. So why would I work at my non-job? You know what I mean?
I can't. I know, right? Some people go so hard, and that's cool.
Yeah,
those are
like act
out
those
comics.
People,
those
funny,
are
yeah.
people are great. The
yeah.
physical comedy, we love it.
Mm-hmm.
Me, very physical.
Yeah, you're very physical.
Very
hilarious.
Physical.
Yeah, yeah.
Beat the shit out of everyone when I left. But no, you just tell your jokes so calmly, but you have the funniest stand-up.
No, thank you very much.
Do you have something on Netflix right now? You have something somewhere people can watch because I saw a special on your...
Comedy Central special.
Comedy Central special. So funny. I saw it on your Instagram page, a little clip of it.
Yeah. It's streaming on Comedy Central right now, so you can check it out.
Guys, check Ian Edwards out, okay? He's so, so funny, and he's like nonchalantly funny, which is the best kind of funny you ever want to have. And I've known you for a very long time.
Yeah, I know, right?
You've known me for probably... Before everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When I was just a homeless psycho. Not homeless, but you know, like it was Struggle City. But
Struggle City, but you had a nice place.
Yeah, I always made it look good.
You're always a responsible,
yeah,
like, have your shit together style type of person.
Always,
you used to go over to your house and you nice decorated tastefully.
Yes. If I had $1, it was the stretch that shit. Yeah. Like, I stretched the shit out of that $1 just like Stretch Armstrong status. I did. Even though I was struggling, it made it look like a good struggle.
She made struggle look good. That's what I can say.
My FedEx box was decorated to the nines. It was fabulous.
Bedazzled.
I FedEx love it. Box. Yes, exactly. Just glued little diamonds. Uh-huh. That's so funny. Yeah, no, so we've known each other for a really long time, and I've watched you, you know, you've been funny since I've known you, but you've watched me go from probably, you know, all sorts of phases of life.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm married, and you're single now.
Yeah.
You're newly single.
Somebody had to keep the pack going. We never made a pack, but you know.
What do you think about dating in LA?
I think it's fine. I think a lot of people complain, but I'm a contrarian anyway. But I see like a lot of comics go on stage. Oh, dating is rough. Oh, and these date naps, and there's nothing fun about it. There's nothing fun about it. And I guess that's the angle you have to take to make a joke.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody gets what stuff out of dating. Like, you know.
So you think dating is the same here as it is in, like, Ohio?
I don't know. I've never dated in Ohio. You know what I mean? So I can't call it. Never dated in Ohio.
Wait, where did you grow up again?
In New York.
In New York?
Yeah.
So what's dating like in New York compared to L.A.?
It's all a rhythm thing. Like when I first moved to LA, I had to figure out what the LA dating rhythm was. There's an algorithm, you know. There's you don't even know what's wrong. You just know your shit is off until you acclimate. You know what I mean?
The dating algorithm?
Yeah.
Dead. Real life's like Instagram.
Yeah,
like
for real.
You gotta find you gotta figure out which days to hit her up. Yeah. You know, what's the best posting time for text?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
For real.
So it's like a different pace out here.
Yeah. And then New York people, you know, you are where you live. So that kinda, there's some things that carry over.
Yeah.
A lot of things, but you know, for me, like, if I went back to New York now, I bet you it would take me a while to get
a date.
And to, like, have successful ones. Like, after, like, 6 months, I'll be, like, up and running. But
yeah.
I think it would take me a little bit to get into to the New York groove. And it might be just life. If I moved to New York, what would I be doing there? What would my job be there?
Right.
You know, will I have time? I have to figure out, like, a bunch of things.
Yeah,
time
wise, a lot filters into it. Yeah,
a lot filters into it. Can I find somebody that's on my schedule, like here?
Okay, I'm gonna need you to be available from the hours of 9 p.m. to 2 a.m.
because
that's that's when you're doing your stand up. Yeah,
we need to get off work at 1 p.m.
Yeah,
you good?
1 p.m. Yeah, we need to hang out. I don't care if you're at your job. I can come visit you.
Yeah,
we can share a Caesar salad. So I love that. So New York and L.A. dating, it's different. Obviously, I feel like people from the East Coast are more upfront.
Yeah.
Like if they don't like you, they're not gonna sit through a date like they would in LA. Like I've gone on dates in LA that were fucking terrible that I just wanted to leave.
Right.
And I'm from the East Coast, so I will just be like, I have diarrhea, I gotta go.
Hilarious.
You know, because that's I just shit myself. So I can either keep shitting, sitting here and sitting in my shit, or you can let me get up and leave. So, but I feel like...
What if the guy's like, stay?
I'd be like, well, then I'm going to get E. coli because this shit about to travel up my vagina.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I can't do it. So I'm like half LA, half East Coast because I'll lie about the excuse to leave, but I will leave the date.
Right.
But I feel like in LA, a lot of people will stay on the date, even if it's terrible.
Right.
Because they feel bad.
I mean...
They're like soft.
I think people do that everywhere.
I feel like in New York, they'd be like, you're whack, I'm out.
I've stayed in things... Dates or like, so like, this is something I did this weekend.
Okay.
This weekend, this is not a date.
This isn't a worst.
This is kind of a date.
Okay.
But it's not. It's work.
Okay.
I was at this comedy club, and I was working with a host who was supposed to pick me up from the hotel before the show and drop me off afterwards, and he didn't, and then I didn't even know he was supposed to pick me up.
Uh-huh.
It's just when I Ubered to the club from the hotel and they asked me how I got there, I said, I Ubered.
Yeah.
And they was like, well, the host is supposed to pick you up. And I was like, are you sure? In my mind, I'm like, they must have messed up. And then later on, he gave me an intro that was whack.
What did he say?
It's just, my special is called Ian Talk.
Yeah.
How hard is that to remember?
That's not hard at all.
Yeah.
Ian Talk.
Like, yeah.
Two words.
So he fucked that up. He fucked up those
two. What did he call it?
It wasn't Ian Talk.
Everyone listen to Ewan Discuss.
Yeah, basically.
Ewan's new special.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, my name's Ian, not Ewan.
Yeah. Like, he knows who he's going to be hosting for all weekend. So how do you mess up
what an idiot.
The name of the special? And then when I got there, he barely said hi to me.
Ew. And does he think he's really cool?
Probably. And then at the end of the night, he apologized for messing up my intro. And then he said goodnight and he left. I was like, all right, maybe things are turning around.
He's like, listen, Greg, I really am sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Larry, Phil.
You're too far to punch.
Yeah, no, that's why you do this, so you can have return guests. You're too far. It's a good. This is a
guys,
good.
Guys, I beat the shit out of Ian. Ian's made me laugh so hard in my life. I beat the literal shit out of him. Now they keep my guests at like.
Yeah. Like, you know,
I can't reach you.
You know, Brittany's had a good time hanging out with you when you're bruised up.
It's true. I can't help it. Oh, I'm waiting for the lawsuits. Anyway, so then what happened? He kind of apologized. He apologized. Came
and then he said goodnight. I was like, all right, say goodnight.
Goodnight. Kissed you on the forehead.
Well, nah. But then, then he's like, so I'm like, hey, how do I get home? They're like, the host is supposed to take you home.
What the fuck? Exactly. The guy that just said goodnight?
The guy that just said goodnight nicely.
He's like, well, we can't make it weird now. I already said goodnight. You can't get in my car.
So he's gone. He's gone, though. So then, like you were saying about staying in something bad.
Yeah.
Like, that was Thursday. We had shows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And where was this?
I'm not going to say because I don't want to implicate the guy. I'm just going to say I told the club, hey, man, let's get rid of him.
Yeah, he sucks.
I'm not going to stay in a green room with a guy for 3 days.
Who's lame.
Who's whack.
Yeah.
And is acting weird. And then once I decided to do that, the staff was saying, oh, it's the same. He's been weird to them, too. So it's like, yeah, get out of it.
Yeah.
Like, so, but before, I would just let a date end.
Yes.
It's natural course.
Yes.
Even though it's dying.
Yeah.
You know, like at somebody's hospital bed watching them die.
I don't just blow their brains out.
Hey, pull the doc, plug. Can we just plug this, pull this out? Yeah.
You let it slowly.
I let it like.
Just beep, till you, the beep. Last breath.
And I've even been dumb enough to be like, you know, sometimes I've been phony enough to be like, try to resuscitate. Like, even when, like, let it die. Let the date die. Yeah, yeah.
The relationship's clearly over.
It's over.
It's been
the date's
dead.
Completely not working. You're still walking the person to the door. And
you go to kiss them. All right, never mind. Yeah,
exactly.
Damn. So then, what happened with this dude?
We just got rid of him. We got a new host.
He left, or they got rid of him?
He left, and then Friday, I made the call. I said, "Hey, we want to see if we can find a host."
This guy sucks.
Enjoys being there. I don't know what his problem was.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm sorry. Did the new host give you a ride to the show?
I went and rented the car that night.
You were like, fuck this.
Fuck this.
I'll be my own host.
Plus, I was in the middle of nowhere. It's a nice club, nice town, but there's nothing around.
Nothing
so you
to do.
Needed a car anyway.
Yeah.
So I made up my mind.
Yeah.
The only way to enjoy the week,
maximize it,
is rent a car so I can get around during the day and not just be stuck in some hotel.
They should have covered you for that.
I mean, they paid enough. So
it kind of worked itself
out.
Yeah,
it worked
what
out.
What did you do in the town for the week?
Like,
what was there to do?
Just went and did like to
just
like
hang out at the
all the hipster
Bass Pro
town
shop.
Spots. Yeah, yeah. Bought a gun. You know, went hunting. You know.
Oh my god! I killed some deer. I don't even like murdering things, but that's all
there's
they
nothing
do.
To do, you know, there was nothing to do.
Yikes!
And I went to a Cincinnati Reds game.
Okay, so you just said where it was. Great.
Yeah. There's a bunch of clubs there, so we'll see.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, so it doesn't really give it away.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, so that sounds terrible. I mean, I know that wasn't a worse, but it does sound like a worse.
Yeah.
But I know you
it's
have...
It's almost a date.
It's almost a date.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it's like, yeah. it sucks.
You're in a relationship with this person
that
for like
that you don't
want
to be.
Yeah. And instead of like, I was just telling somebody, like, you ever been somewhere and you don't like somebody there?
Yes.
So you're like, you're just going to ignore them?
Yes, my house.
Yeah, so like,
I'm just kidding.
And then you spend the entire party pretending not to see the person.
That's the
but
fucking
that takes
worst.
So much energy.
So it's like, so much to not make eye contact. Like just in case they're by the punch bowl, you're like.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or they're talking to people that you know, both know. So it's like, get rid of that that thing that's draining your energy.
Yeah, kill it.
Because you got
them.
Shows to do. Yeah, I mean,
take them out back.
A little drastic. A little
murder
drastic.
Them.
I did buy a gun in the state. It was legal. So, all right. Yeah.
Or we could just remove ourselves from the situation, right. Which is what I usually do because I'm weak. I'll just be like, I can't handle this. I'm a weak person. I don't want to start crying. I'm going to remove myself from the situation.
It's hilarious.
It's true. No, I'm
you're
very
not weak.
Weak.
No,
I am. I'm very weak. I cry easily. I mean, easily affected. Very sensitive.
That's a weapon, though. Crying is a weapon.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, who's going to keep yelling at you or telling you you're wrong when you're crying?
Have you met my husband?
Good man then, good.
He stands his ground.
Stand good.
He's like, you're an actress. I don't believe that shit.
Yeah. Tommy knows human nature.
I know. He doesn't ever yell at me, actually. He's the nicest guy. It's so funny. Yeah, so you're single. You've been going on dates. Mm-hmm. Have you gone on any bad dates lately that you want to talk about? Or you said you have a story. What does it have to do with?
Well, I just remember... I was in my 20s. Uh-huh. We was in London doing shows.
London town.
Yeah, or England.
Was
some
that
part
terrible?
All my
London followers unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe.
What the fuck was that?
He's like, how'd you... I know, that must be like...
Hello, mate.
Besides like a Jamaican accent, like people doing the British accent must be like the worst.
Do you want to hear my Jamaican accent?
Nope.
Guys, Ian's Jamaican. You're from Jamaica?
Yeah, I was raised there.
Isn't that so crazy? Because I asked you where you're from and you said New York and I knew it was Jamaica. So I was like, ooh, he's lying.
But that's the whole thing with me. It's like if I meet a stranger and we're talking, by the end of the conversation, if the conversation lasts longer than I expect it to last,
then you'll say Jamaica.
Then they're gonna feel like I'm a liar. You know what I'm saying? Because when
like
I
my
talk
whole audience
to people,
right now.
Yeah, exactly. Is that all of them?
Way to alienate yourself.
Yeah, I mean,
he was from New York. He's really from Jamaica.
Hey, we all just met. I don't owe you anything yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I enter most conversations trying to get out of them. So,
oh my God, he's been trying to leave the podcast for the last 5 minutes.
And I just got here.
Okay, wait, so I'm gonna get so sidetracked because I want to talk about Jamaica, but I also want to talk about you were in London,
right?
This was you were 20 years in your
20s in 20s, yeah. Okay. And so we did some shows.
Okay.
And we met two girls after the shows, me and my friend, you know. And then
mate, let me polish you now.
We only had like one hotel room, so we both like took, you know, we had
girl.
The girls,
you
each
girl.
Each
yeah.
girl,
yeah.
And, you know, we're just in our section of the hotel room, but we're not having sex. We're just fooling around, having a fun time with these girls.
Could you see each other in the room, or was there enough, you were in, like, the living room?
I guess you could
kind of
see.
Oh, you could kind of see each other, okay.
I guess you could kind of see, so we're fooling around.
Uh-huh.
But the fooling around was really amazing.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was really amazing fooling around. Yeah. And it made you feel like, man, if the appetizer is this good, then dinner is going to be off the chain.
Right.
So then later on, me and this girl, but we stayed in contact. I think I left and came back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could meet up with her
privately.
And go to her place. Mm-hmm. And go to her place. And, you know, because we'd fooled around before and I left and went back to New York and been communicating. We definitely talked about sex and everything.
Nice.
And she talked about how, like, in bed, she likes it slow. She doesn't like it to go fast at all.
Wow.
And that, and I'm like, yeah. In my mind, I'm like...
Like romantic.
But romantic, just like really pedestrian, no thrills.
Oh, she wants like missionary, a sheet in between
but
you.
Slow. But like,
slow.
Like,
yeah.
Like she doesn't like sex fast or change pace. You know, you start off slow, go fast, go slow.
Yeah, she's like, I need one pace.
Just one pace.
The whole time.
But
We're going to make you wear a speedometer. You got to keep
basically.
That speed.
Basically.
Wow.
And I'm like,
that's kind of weird.
I'm young. I'm like, she's probably just saying that.
Yeah.
You know, because she's shy over the phone and she doesn't know me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when I went back to her house. So when I was in England, went back to her house. It was beautiful. She put out a bath like a woman. you know.
A bath?
Yeah, we took, England people take a lot of baths.
Oh,
we take
wow.
a lot of baths. So that felt like very adult.
Baths give me UTIs.
Oh, yeah. They don't give me UTIs at all.
You're so lucky.
I mean, you know, who knew how, you know, I got to be lucky with something.
So she drew you a bath?
Yeah.
And you guys took a bath together?
Took a bath together.
Oh, my God.
And then it was time to have sex.
Yeah.
And you always start off sex really slow.
Yeah.
And as soon as I picked up the pace, she's like,
no way. She was like, slow down.
Slow down. Like,
you were
seriously,
like, I'm barely moving.
I'm
like,
barely moving.
Wow.
And she really was not bullshitting. She's not that great in bed.
Oh, my God.
Like
gosh.
She said.
She wants you to literally just be like,
right.
Super slow.
Super slow.
Oh, my gosh.
Like virgin pace.
Maybe she was.
Nah, she's a grown woman.
You're like, she has five kids.
It's just the weirdest sexual
so weird.
Situation that I'd ever been in where, because normally, like, I'm not saying all women do that, but some of the women that I've dealt with would tell you something that is the complete opposite of what they're about.
Yeah,
what they're wanting
about. Yeah, what they're about.
And I don't know. So I just thought this was that case.
Yes.
No, she was definitely being honest.
Wow.
And we just had like some of the most boring,
slow, snail sex.
That I've ever, like, even a turtle would have been like, pick it up.
There were just snails fucking on the floor way faster than you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was just not even fun.
So it was no fun.
It sucked.
Yeah, it sucked. Like, I thought, you know, I, you know, had this great experience.
Yeah.
And
it was just like, you just had a nice milky bath. You thought like, yeah. I was going to get
bath
it.
I'm with a woman. Like, you're in your 20s.
Yeah.
Like, who takes baths? Like,
yeah.
I only know women who showered then.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? So,
yeah, baths are a woman thing.
Yeah, baths
like
are a woman thing.
The salts and the body scrubs. And
adult
the,
shit.
Adult
and
shit.
And this is before even all that stuff was like, you know.
So how'd you get out of the situation?
It was so long. I just remember I just faked it.
Oh, my God. You faked it?
Yeah, just, you know.
Oh, I didn't know guys did that.
I had a condom on, so you just
Stop.
Fake it. Yeah, yeah.
So she was like, was it good for you? You were like, yeah, great.
Yeah,
get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, fake
so did
shit.
You leave, like, right after, or did you hang out?
I think I got out there in a respectable amount of time, but it was just like, what the fuck did just happen?
That
here?
Was so awkward.
It was just awkward and weird.
And then did you talk to her again after that or no?
I'm sure we did, but it was so long ago.
You ghosted her a little bit.
Yeah, I think we ghosted each other.
You ghosted each other because you thought it was
weird. I went too fast for her.
Yeah, she was like, I'm not fucking this jackrabbit again.
Not even the jack. It's like the speed limit. It was like I was in a school zone. The speed limit was like
2 miles
walking,
an hour. Stop.
Walking.
You're like, we can't even get
walking
a jog
sex.
Going on. How
walking,
am I supposed to burn calories?
Not a speed walking
Stop.
Sex pace either.
Stop.
I'm dead up. It's like mad slow. Like, yeah.
And she kept holding up the sign to slow down. There's children crossing.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. What a nightmare.
Yeah.
Awkward sex is the worst.
Yeah, awkward sex. Like, because you can have a successful
chemistry as
talking
like,
and
relating.
Hanging out, but awkward sex is
then,
like, because then it's over for sure. Like,
you're not going to be intimate with that person.
Yeah, it's over for
yeah.
sure. Like, you
yeah.
can have a bad date and then run into somebody the same person later, and then for some reason that day everything is aligned and you hit it back off.
Yeah,
but once you've had awkward
sex.
Uh-uh. It's pretty
there's no
much,
coming back.
Yeah, because during it you're like, I'm never doing this again. You know,
isn't that funny? That's all you're thinking in
yeah.
your head is how terrible
and
it is.
And you're supposed to be fake enjoying it
yes,
while you're saying.
That's the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
It's like so gross. I hooked up with this guy one time mm-hmm. who made really aggressive animal sounds. It was fucking weird, and it really upset me because I really liked him.
What type
and he was
of sounds
really
are you
cool.
talking?
Like, I'm talking about like crazy shit. Like,
wasn't this guy your boyfriend for like 5 years?
He wasn't my boyfriend.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, he wasn't my boyfriend. He was just a guy I was seeing,
right.
and I really got along with him, and mm-hmm. I waited to have sex with him because I was like, oh, I really like him. Like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna wait, right? Mm-hmm. So the night that we decide to have sex, mm-hmm. I'm like, he goes to kiss me, and he gets all up in my neck, and he's like, I'm like,
oh,
what the fuck? Like, it freaked me out. He's like, and I was like, oh God. And he's like, and he like, starts biting my cheek. And I'm like, ew, like damn. Weird, like monkey, like crazy sounds. Like, and I was like, ew. And he's like, you like that?
And
like,
what?
Like, fucking me like a beast. Wow. Like, he was Satan. Like, it was like trying to, like,
somebody he'd been with. Told him
that was rad.
That was rad, and then he's like, "All right, I'll do
someone
it."
Someone who got fucked by wolves, like I don't know.
And he added this thing to his character.
It was awful, Ian. It was that's awful. Hilarious. It was like, like this fucking crazy shit. Like I was like, "What the hell?"
It's like you're fucking a terrible musician or some shit.
I thought he was trying to eat me. Like I was like, "Is this motherfucker gonna eat me?" He was biting my neck and like my titties. I was like, "Ow, those are me. Damn. Be careful!" Like, "Ow!" Like, damn. But I was not into it. Like I could never, and that ruined it.
Right.
And it made me so
and it didn't even
sad.
Escalate to no. that. No. It just went straight to that.
No, no he build literally up. Went to, he started kissing me, you know.
From zero to chewing on you.
And I can't even imagine what that sounds like in the damn. Mic, but that's accurate.
No, that's it's, like that, what's that thing
what?
Where they make videos of now? Those sounds, just the sound videos.
I haven't
of
seen
people
those.
People just eating.
Or oh, the ASMR.
ASMR.
Yeah, someone just got turned on by the like.
Yeah, you just pick back up those English fans that dropped you. They're back on.
I'm serious. That was so scary. And then he was like, "What's wrong?" Like nothing. Like, and then he would go normal.
So
like,
what did
he'd be
you
like,
tell him?
I was like, "Why are you making those noises?" Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Oh, you don't like that?" And I was like, "No, it's a little weird." He's like, "You don't like it?"
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
And I was
like, "Okay, clearly he's very like he couldn't control it. He was so horny. He turned into an animal.
Damn.
Like it was fucking weird.
Did
it was
he
like,
take something unbeknownst to you? Like, did he take like some like?" Molly or some shit?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
Just fucking animal shit.
Damn.
Like he was so horny and he was like so hot.
You
and
made
heavy.
Him wait too long.
Yeah, I did. I think that's what it might be. He was like about to explode and he was like, turned into a fucking demon.
That was his breathing exercise so he doesn't come fast and embarrass himself. But it ended up working against him.
It was weird as shit. And then it bummed me out because I really liked the guy. And I just couldn't see him again because I was like, this isn't going to go anywhere.
You never slept with him again afterwards?
No, I tried like like kissing him one time just after that, hanging out with him because I really liked him. And he did the thing again. And I was like, you know what? He was like, and I was like, this is over. Get the fuck off of me. Stop fucking growling. You're not a Cocker Spaniel. This is fucking weird. I was over it. I couldn't do it again. You know what I mean?
No, I feel you. That would be weird.
But such a bummer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, he turned into an actual, like, I thought he was, like, Wolverine or something. Uh-huh. It was very strange.
Did he get hairier? Is it a full moon
you
outside?
You know what? He looked scarier. That's for sure, because he's on top of me, and he's like, and I was like, ah! Like,
somebody told him that shit was sexy.
Some fucking crazy bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Who, like I said, was
some
fucked by
his.
Wolves. Like, she was into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so that's the worst.
And
anyway.
And then she just set him up and ruined him for other chicks.
Yeah, because she wanted to make sure he never dated
exactly.
again.
Exactly. He fell for it.
She's like, the one thing I hope you don't do because it's such a turn on.
That's ours. Don't do it to other women.
Don't do it to other women because they'll love it too much. Yeah. Sebastian.
Reverse psychology.
His name wasn't Sebastian. I just thought I'd say that. Anyway, okay, guys, we're going to take a really quick break and then we are going to be back with Ian Edwards on Worst First. Stay tuned.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're back.
Damn.
The thing is, it's funny that you did it that way.
It's hilarious.
We don't take actual breaks in the studio. We just pause for a second and then we continue. And Ian tried to drink some water and I was like, I don't think so. You can't.
I'm so curious.
Just all over my titties.
All over your titties. Wet, just a wet t-shirt concept.
Did you just say wet t-shirt concept?
Yeah.
I love you, dude. I remember, we used to laugh like this all the time. I know. It's so fun. Do you like Nina the Weena? Did you ever meet Nina?
So is this one of the original dogs?
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, you knew Maggie Poos, my long-haired dachshund who died, the black one.
Right.
That's who you knew. Remember? Right. She used to bark at you.
Just like this one.
This should be like very reminiscent for you.
This one's about to come in around.
Yeah. Do you like dogs?
Yeah. I'm not mad at them. I'm not like a dog person. I don't have one.
Do you have any pets?
Yeah, I have like two plants.
That's your pets?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they like Venus flytraps?
They're alive. Yeah, they're Venus flytraps.
Those are your only pets?
Yeah, yeah, two plants.
And you live by yourself?
Yeah, yeah. Don't try to make it sound pathetic. This is by choice.
I'm
completely happy with myself.
Wouldn't you love something a little cuddly to like hang out
with? I'm in and out of town too much. And it's like, it feels like a hassle.
Yeah.
Like I know people with dogs and they have to like think of this extra thing to take care of. Mm-hmm. It's like, if I lived like just, and I never went anywhere, then fine.
But you would.
I do everything last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't this will make me
stressed.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting someone to watch her and let them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're great.
Yeah,
they're
She has to earn her keep as your what they call it your emotional support.
She is, because she's causing
some of the emotional stress.
No, I'm serious. She's like, I had to get her like registered because I'm like a fucking psycho, and if I don't have her, I freak out.
No,
she makes me so much like not normal because I'm obviously not, but. She keeps me from being like totally mental, which is
you
cool.
You and her have the same highlights.
We do. I brought her in and was like, make us twins. Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Don't put the glasses on.
I know. She likes you.
That's cool. This is a, see, this is complete 180 from when I walked in here.
Do you want me to tell you Cesar Millan was here and he was telling me that the best thing you can do is when you meet a new dog is to ignore it? Because then if you ignore it, it'll come up to you out of curiosity. And then when it's curious like this, you reward it just like you're doing and pet it. Isn't that so weird?
Yeah, it's weird that I knew that without knowing that.
Yeah, you did. You're like, see, you're so good with dogs. Yeah. And she's like a little soul sucker. She'll like look into your eyes with her deep.
I ignore my plants, but they never come up to me. they just
the
die.
The vine just wraps around your dick at night. You're like, whoa. It just starts choking you out. Yeah. Okay, so I want to talk more about growing up in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Jamaica.
Show off.
Last Christmas.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Or... not this past Christmas, the one before.
Did you go with like the band, Tommy and the band?
No, we went by ourselves. Oh, we went to Montego Bay, and it was cool. But you know what the funniest shit was?
What?
That their like nice restaurant in Montego Bay was KFC.
Hilarious.
There was a fucking line for fucking KFC down the block.
Did you go?
No.
Why not?
There was way too long of a line.
Where did you stay?
We stayed at this place called Zoetry.
Is it a hotel or a resort?
It's a like a resort.
Oh, so they had food and stuff
or like,
there.
Like no, it was like a hotel. It was like a like you pay for everything and you just get whatever you want like ahead of time. So like it's all paid for already. So you could just call room service and be like, I want this, I want that, right? The jerk chicken was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. It better be.
Fucking rad. Uh-huh. There was like a jerk chicken spot on the beach where they made the jerk chicken, which was fucking rad.
Yeah, that's dope.
I wanted to go do the ghost tours. Tommy didn't want to go. Do you believe in that shit?
When I was a kid, growing up in Jamaica is a very suspicious, superstitious island. You hear all these stories.
Yeah.
There used to be like this. I went to elementary school at Marley Mount.
Okay.
Elementary school.
It's called Marley Mount after Bob Marley?
Nah, it was just the hill that it was on.
Oh, okay.
And there was like an old like plantation house. And we used to
this
like,
is what they're telling
go
me about.
Through there and it's like the White Witch of Rose Hall and all
that's
that
what
shit.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
They turned it into like a thing.
Yeah, they turned it into a thing. You got to make some money, right?
Yeah. Did you go in there?
Yeah.
Was it scary?
Nah, but at nighttime in Jamaica, gets scary because... they don't have street lights everywhere.
Yeah, it's dark.
So
I
it gets
that.
Really dark.
Yeah, it does get really dark.
But
you
can see the stars better and shit like that.
Do you miss Jamaica ever?
Yeah.
Do you go back?
We went back, like did a family reunion like 3 or 4 years ago.
Aww.
Yeah.
Your family's all still there?
I got family there. I got family in England.
Wow.
I got family in New York. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Was growing up in Jamaica fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun? A good time?
It was fun.
Happy
good time.
Childhood?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's
played
nice.
A lot of soccer.
That's like
friends.
Huge, right?
Yeah.
But how did you go from growing up in Jamaica to doing stand-up?
I didn't. We moved to New York. You know, had a regular life.
Uh-huh. What was your regular life?
Just working at Burger King.
Stop.
Going to school and shit.
Oh, I think I saw this. You used to work at Burger King.
Yeah, I used to work at Burger King, yeah.
Should we eat Burger King?
They got their Impossible Burger now.
Okay.
So
but like, is
that.
It like clean there back there and stuff? Do they have their shit together?
It was back then.
Yeah, that was a long
time ago. I don't know.
That was before they made their chicken nuggets out of like liquid gel.
Yeah, exactly. I felt like it was real meat back then. I used to eat that shit, yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, so you were doing stand-up on the side and working at Burger King.
Yeah.
But what made you get into stand-up?
Because... let me see. I was working the drive-through, cracking jokes, and
stop.
One time
people were like, "This guy's funny."
Yeah, this guy came around on the drive-through, and he was like, "Hey, did you just take my order?" I was like, "Yeah," and then he's like, "Hey, man, you should do comedy." Oh. I never, ever thought of that before, but as soon as he said it, it just like
clicked.
Clicked.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit. And I was like, at that moment,
you
I was
just
like,
ripped your hat off. You're like, fuck your order. Here you go.
Started
free
pissing
fries.
All over the place, knocking fries out the shit. I'm out.
I'm going to be a stand up. You took a spatula.
Yeah.
Damn. So then you started just doing open mics.
Started going to open mics, started checking them out. getting material ready, mm-hmm. like talking to people. Yeah. And anything that I said that was funny, mm-hmm. I would like make a note of it.
Good.
Put it in the routine.
Yeah.
And get a little 5 minutes together.
Yeah.
And then went to the comedy club and I bombed.
That's my worst. Mm-hmm. I hate that.
Right.
That's the worst.
How long did
feeling.
You do it for?
Not long enough to yeah. I mean, I've bombed once. Mm-hmm. Really
just
bad.
Once?
Just once.
I bombed so many times.
I tried to do mm-hmm. my set slower because people were like, "You're so fast,"
right,
because
right.
that's kind of like how I am, my energy. Mm-hmm. And I tried to like slow it down, but I slowed it down too much.
Right.
And it was just like not cool. Yeah, and I remember being
you.
So uncomfortable, and it wasn't me, and it was because I listened to somebody else,
right.
you know. And before that, I had never eaten shit. I'd had times where I did.
How slow
okay.
was it? Like slow, like the sex I had?
No, oh my God. Like, remember how Angelo used to do jokes where he would like right, set right. up punchline, like mm-hmm. whatever kind of thing? So I slowed it down a whole bunch where I would just do that without like all my shit in between, and it mm. just didn't work.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't have the like cadence for that.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean?
That's not you.
That's not me.
Yeah, you gotta
I'm like
do
a very
you.
Active person.
Yeah.
So that like was very scary and very embarrassing, mm-hmm. and I hated it.
Right.
And I remember it was like me, Jade Catapretta, Melissa Villasenor. Like it was mm-hmm. like a girls versus guys comedy night,
uh-huh.
and I bombed for our team, and I fucked it up. But we still won because they were good.
Right.
But I just remember being really bummed
mm-hmm.
because I was like, fuck, if I just did it how I normally would have, I would have killed.
Right, exactly.
But you know what? I'm getting back into it. I'm doing my show live and stuff
oh,
like that.
Are?
And I wrote some jokes and it's
when you say
fun.
You're doing your show live.
Yeah.
This?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I'm doing stand up front.
Okay, don't.
And then I bring like my audience up
mm-hmm.
and then they tell me their worst.
Mm-hmm.
And I just did it at the Improv and it was amazing.
Oh, that's dope.
It was so fun.
Yeah, let me know next time you do that. I'll come
yeah,
through.
You yeah, you have to. That would mean so much yeah. to me.
Because I remember seeing you. I just always thought you were funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Ah, it's funny. You know comedy.
It was fun.
Yeah.
But I got scared after that.
Oh, yeah? For real?
I give up easily. If I fucking don't do good, uh-huh. I get so embarrassed.
But then, so that when you started Vine after that?
I started Vine after that. Yeah, it's because I got bombed.
So did you thank the person who told you to go slow and fucked your setup and scared you into Vine? That we led to Instagram? That
you know,
led to...
You know what? I didn't thank them, but it was actually so weird. Cause
you can stop hating them now.
I know. I do kind of like get mad about it because I was like, why did I even listen to that person? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it was like a thing because I'd like... I don't even want to say who it is because you know them. But anyway, mm-hmm. so it was like I took advice from someone that I shouldn't have taken advice right. from. Anyway, here's the thing. Listen to your gut. Listen to yourself.
And maybe they didn't mean that slow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they just meant because I'm so fast
right.
talking
uh-huh.
that they were like, just slow down a yeah. little bit. And blah, blah, blah. Like, you should take a beat, take yeah. a pause, blah, blah, blah. And then I just got so self-conscious of it. Uh-huh. I put too many beats and pauses. And I was just
it was
like,
all pauses.
You didn't speak the whole set. Was just me. What do you guys think of streets?
Okay. No streets here. just.
It was horrible. Anyway.
Uh-huh.
So you bombed the first time in
yeah.
New York. And then what made you keep going?
Because I was nervous when I got on stage.
Yeah.
I had friends there from the job.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah.
And I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
The lights were bright.
I hate that you can't.
You couldn't
people
see
don't
shit.
Realize
yeah.
how debilitating the lights are.
Yeah, man.
Because you get up there and it's like you're in the fucking microwave.
Yeah,
like
man.
You're like fucking
yeah.
it's hot.
Yeah.
And you can't really see anybody's face.
You're
very
sweating
well.
Just standing
yeah,
there.
Just fucking.
You know people are out there. And
yeah, but you can't tell their faces yeah. or what they're doing.
Yeah, and the first time you hear yourself bomb.
The worst.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah, the lights really got to me.
You hate the lights. I hate the lights. I still hate the lights.
And the last joke was the only joke I said correctly. Everything I saw stumble over.
Aww.
And the last joke I said correctly.
Yeah.
And they laughed. I said, oh I got to work on this thing
yeah.
until I'm not nervous anymore.
Right, right.
And then I'll be
yeah.
better. So then last week, I just stopped being nervous for the first time. So it's great.
Last week?
Yeah. No,
Do you get nervous anymore?
Rarely.
That's what I
yeah.
want to be.
Yeah.
I want to be at a place one day where I don't get nervous because I'm always so nervous before mm-hmm. I perform.
Why are you nervous?
Because I don't write a solid set.
Right.
I go up there and I talk about like what happened that day. I'll write a joke about because I like to everything fresh and I like don't want anybody to like come to a show more than once and hear like another do the same joke. So I try to like keep everything so fresh that like it's I'm scared because I've never tried certain things before.
How long are your sets?
In the beginning, I'm doing like 7 minutes of me. All
right.
And then I bring the guests up and do, you know, riff with them and do their worst. Right. But yeah, but it's like 7 minutes of like me just talking about like whatever happened that day that's funny or whatever,
right?
You know? So that's why I get nervous because I'm like, this could either go really well and people could think this is funny.
Do you keep anything from the stuff that worked before? So you could like slowly build plus add.
I should
add,
now. I'm going to
the
now.
The new stuff, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I'm going to now because it's hard. If you go fresh every time, yeah, you're like... It's scary. Yeah. And that was my problem when I was doing it before, too, because I didn't have, like, a set.
Right.
I would just get up there and talk about the day.
Right.
And most of the time it was funny, but then the times when I try to do it slow, it was definitely not that funny. Yeah, today I put on socks. Anybody else? It was just really bad. But, yeah, no, I don't know. Maybe I'm working my way back into it, but I think the nerves thing is very horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
So then you just kept going until
just
you
kept
got
going until you get better. Mm-hmm. Bombed a lot. Mm-hmm. Did good, then you start doing good, but then you still do bad.
Ugh.
So then there's that
then
phase
you're like, what
of
the
like,
fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck? How come this worked this time but didn't work that time?
Because sometimes it's the
room. Frustration of that. You're like, what? You just got to keep going until you figure it out. And you just, after a while, you just become consistent. But then you're like, shit, I'm doing the same material. Now I got to add new material.
New jokes.
And then you start doing bad again.
How do you come up with your new jokes? Just life?
Life, stuff that I say to people in conversations. Once I had a therapist because it was
anymore.
Free. But I got a therapist because I thought that I used to listen to Howard Stern, and a lot of the entertainment of his show was shit that came up in therapy.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm gonna go cook this three therapists for these five sessions. And see if I can, it'll help me write.
Yeah.
She was not amused.
Oh. You're like, I'm here for material. She's like,
She didn't help me write anything.
She saw you have bipolar disorder.
I was like, enough of this free therapy.
She's like, show me what you're putting on that goddamn paper.
Yeah.
Show me the
like,
paper,
we're
Karen.
We're both sitting there writing. She's like, what you writing? Don't worry about it. I'm not asking what you writing. I'm writing.
Oh my god, you're both writing shit down. I can't. That's a good idea to do that in therapy. Just freak them out.
Yeah.
I fucking hate therapists sometimes because they act like they know so much shit. I'm like, bitch, I'm psychoanalyzing you right now. Why are your eyelashes so long? You look like you're about to take flight.
There are some therapists that work, and then there's some that is like,
you know, terrible.
You're terrible. You can make money doing it if you get the degree.
If
you know?
I fucking visit, I'd make so much money. I know so much about mental illness and medication just for myself.
It's hilarious.
I could solve anyone's problems. Like,
it's hilarious. You are the test.
I have the test. No, it's actually crazy that you just said this because I had a worst experience with a therapist recently. Okay, so my friend recommends her to me. My eyelash girl recommends her to me. She's like, I do this lady's eyelashes because she's probably so tired of me talking to her about my problems. Like the eyelash girl, she's like,
and that must be weird for an eyelash person or a hairdresser because they're making less money than a therapist.
Right, way
but
less.
But they're doing your
both.
Hair.
Yeah.
They're taking care of your outside and your
and
inside.
And your inside.
For one fee.
One fee.
They should charge more.
They should because it is therapy.
Yeah, it is therapy.
Because you're always talking to them about shit that, you know, you shouldn't be talking to them about, right? So I'm talking to my eyelash girl and I think she's getting sick of it. And so she's like, I have a therapist recommendation for you. I was like, oh, random, but okay. So she sends me to this lady and this lady's down the street from me and I sit down in her office and it's just off. Like, you know how you can tell, like, this person, like, first of all, she had a gnarly facelift. So I was like, obviously you're not
she
secure.
Has issues.
She had like a Mickey Rourke facelift. Like,
that's a lot of issues.
Like,
that's
you're
all
like,
the issues.
Like, what happened? Like, she just fucking looked crazy.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, she had the longest eyelashes. Like, she had my eyelash girl do some crazy shit where it looked like this bitch was gonna like fucking take flight. Like, they were like this when she blinked. Like, I couldn't stop staring at it. And I was like, I can't believe this person's going to help me with my life because I want to help her with hers. And exactly. She hasn't even opened her mouth yet. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So she's a walking problem.
It was awful. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know, she's like way older, like in her 60s, and she's got blue toenails and all kinds of weird shit. And I'm like, okay, all right, this is great. And I'm sitting there, and I've obviously been through a bevy of therapists because, I mean, look at me. So I know a good one from a bad one, right?
Right, exactly.
So I'm sitting there, and she's talking to me, and I start telling her, I'm like, yeah, like my doctors just switched me to Prozac, and she's like, what's that?
Get that fuck out of here. Even I know what that is.
What the fuck? What the fuck? How do you not know what fucking Prozac is?
She did not say that.
Yes, I swear to God, what? All my life, she goes, Prozac. I go, the antidepressant. She goes, oh. Yeah. Except her face was like this. So she was like, oh, yeah. It was
That's
awful.
Hilarious.
So she fucking tells me, she's like, oh, yeah, pretended she understood what I was saying.
Uh-huh.
And I was like thinking in my head, okay, you're a fucking therapist. You should know like every drug.
Like, the number one
that's the number
brand.
One. That's the number one antidepressant. Yeah. Even 7-year-olds know about it who aren't on it. Anyway, so that was my first red flag. And I was like, yeah, so he switched me to Prozac. And, like, I'm not really feeling great and blah, blah, blah. And then it, like, got to the point where I told her everything I possibly could about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, time for her to say something.
To help. Yeah.
To give me some fucking advice.
Right.
And she was just sitting there going like this, nodding her head. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, sitting there like, okay, like. Anything.
Talk about bad dates.
It was the worst therapy appointment ever. And then she goes, okay, well, that's all the time we have. Like, literally nothing. Like, not like, here's some advice. Here's a way to help with this situation. Not even one little tiny anecdote to take for the road, right?
Right.
And then she goes, and it's $160, cash only. And
you
I was
sure
like,
she was a therapist?
She
I think this is some side
right,
hustle.
Some fucking prostitute or something.
That your eyelash girl set
right?
up with this
no,
other
she
girl.
She had an office and a card.
That's easy to get. Where was it at? Where was this office at?
In Calabasas.
Man, you can rent a place, an office for like $400 a month, if not maybe a week.
Dead, because no one wants to come to Calabasas. Yeah, you're like, the rich housewives, like, you know, they're all crazy. They fall for it.
Yeah.
It's right? So she had the card. She had the little office. And she goes, yeah, that'll be so okay. So we'll get to all this next week. That'll be $165 with her giant fucking eyelashes.
Right.
And I go through my wallet, and she goes, cash only. And I'm like going through my wallet, and I was like, all I have is $80.
She's supposed to tell you that shit before,
right? Cash only, yeah. Like, bitch, no, yeah. I got fucking, I don't have this much cash. Yeah, I don't carry.
This is not a cash carrying society.
No, it's not, because everyone's getting fucking mugged, and no one gives a shit. Yeah, like, you can use your card for everything.
You can use your phone. To pay for everything.
No one uses fucking cash. Like, bitch, get a fucking, what are those called? A little square that you plug in your phone, fucking swipe that shit.
Yeah.
I think it was just some shady insurance business, right? I got bad vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, sorry, I only have $80. I'll, you know, give you the rest next time. But I knew I was never going to see this bitch again, right?
Yeah, you knew you weren't coming back from the bathroom. You're going to sneak out the back door.
So this woman has been harassing me for $80 for fucking a month and a half. And you don't even understand how it's taken everything in my being to not tear her apart.
Right.
Being like, you didn't know what fucking Prozac was.
Right.
Your eyelashes are crazy. Like, I should be your therapist. You know what I mean?
She needs $80 to pay for her eyelashes.
For eyelashes.
Yeah.
And she didn't give me one piece of advice.
Right.
Like, what am I paying $80 for?
Right.
The air I used in the office? It was fucking nightmare.
It's hilarious.
Anyway, so she texts me and she goes, hey, Brittany. It's, you know, I'm not going to say her name.
Mm-hmm.
Just hope you're doing well. I wanted to schedule our follow-up appointment. And then that's when I wrote to her and said, I don't think there's going to be a follow-up appointment.
Really.
I'm really busy right now. I just use like a typical LA cop-out, right? Because I don't want her to feel
LA cop-out.
Yeah, I'm just busy. Like, you're just laying on the couch with your dog eating fucking ice cream. I'm fucking swamped. So I told her, I said, you know, I'm just busy. And she goes, okay, well, you know, just let me know when you can get me that $80, $85. And I was like, are you fucking high? Like, I just didn't respond, right?
Uh-huh.
So she's been texting me repeatedly, and then she sent a letter to my fucking house with an invoice.
Hilarious.
Still here to help if you want, with $85 invoice.
Hilarious.
What would you do? If you went to this person.
At some point, I'd just pay it just to get it over with. You know what I mean?
But I'm so mad.
Or then if you don't pay it, tell her.
Okay.
Yeah, tell
be
her.
Be like, listen, I told you about.
Because you're not friends anyway.
No.
You have nothing to lose.
No.
You can say, hey, you didn't know what Prozac was.
No, that's
and this
crazy.
And this and that. So listen, I felt like $80, you got away with something.
Yeah. So, like I mentioned, this drug that everyone knows what it is. Mm-hmm. You know what it is.
Yeah. And I've never done any of those.
My fucking Nina knows what it is.
Yeah.
And
look,
she...
Look, she's on it now.
She literally goes, sorry, what's that? And I said, Prozac. It's an antidepressant. She goes, oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Like, it was fucking crazy. So I should text her, huh, and say, listen, I'm not giving you your $80 because yeah. If I did, you should use it to buy a book about the DSMR, about you know, medical problems.
About therapy.
And therapy, yeah. Like, so I'm not going to do it, but I should say something.
Yeah.
And just tell her I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Okay. Either pay her or tell her you're not paying her.
Okay.
Or you could just drag it out.
I just keep ignoring all the letters and texts and just like,
I just
whatever.
Don't like getting extra mail at my spot.
Yeah, I love mail, so
you do?
It's fun for me to open it up till I read what it is. Right. I'm like, ooh, that's
so don't tell her nothing then.
It has my name on it. $80, go fuck yourself. Yeah. No, but I mean, I'm not trying to be cheap, you know. I'm not broke. I could pay it, but I just feel like the principle is that she is not educated.
Enjoy telling somebody the principle.
Okay, I'm going to tell her.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
With you.
I'll just do it. Call her.
Oh my God. What if I called her on the podcast?
Yeah.
I should do that next week. Yeah. I won't. That's scary. I can't do that. She'll probably sue me because she'll sound like an idiot. Anyway, Ian, I feel like this has been a therapy session for me.
You owe me $160.
You start sending me invoices.
You're going to get invoices after this.
Oh my God, imagine. I love you.
Love you too.
Thank you for being here. Is there anything you want to tell everybody to check out while wrapping up?
Check out my Instagram at Ian Edwards Comic.
Ian Edwards, that's I-A-N Edwards.
Edwards.
Edwards is easy to spell, guys.
Yeah. And comic is easy to spell too.
It's
don't
Ian
fuck this up.
Edwards Comic.
Yeah.
One more time.
Ian Edwards Comic.
You guys got this.
Yeah.
I trust you. Go to his page. Check him out. He's so funny. I guarantee you will laugh.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You post the funniest shit.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
it.
I like when you like it. That lets me know I'm on the
right
track.
I like all your shit.
Thank you.
Because I think you're the funniest.
Thank you, man.
I just love that you don't have to try.
Right.
And I try very
hard. I mean, laziness has to pay off. You know,
you've made it work.
Yeah. You're funny in your way and it's hysterical and I love it.
Psychotic. Yeah. It's called psychosis.
So you have psychosis, I have laziness. All right, fuck it. We have our afflictions in life. You
we're
know what
a
mean?
Perfect team.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, thank you. Look, I put my dog to fucking sleep. She's so bored. She's so bored of everything I do.
It's hilarious.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening and watching this podcast. It means the world to me. It's doing so well. And I have people stop me on the street and tell me how much they love it, which is crazy. I haven't had that happen since Vine. And so I'm so grateful for everyone listening. Make sure to, if this is on YouTube and you're watching this, make sure to like and subscribe and refer it to your friends and your grandma and anyone who's on YouTube. I'm sure everyone, your pet squirrel. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, thank you so much. And I hope you guys have a freaking great day. We out.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.